President of the 70th World Health Assembly, distinguished ministers and heads of delegations, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, let me from the outset express on my behalf and on behalf of the government of Zimbabwe, and indeed on my entire delegation, our sincere and heartfelt condolences to the people and government of the United Kingdom on the recent terror attacks in Manchester that left at least 22 people dead and several others injured, including children. Zimbabwe condemns such acts of terror that target innocent lives and destroyed property. Let me also, in the same breath, congratulate our new Director General, whom we are very proud of having coming from Africa, and we are sure that he will do the best for the whole of the World Health Organization. President, Zimbabwe is grateful for the support it continues to enjoy from WHO in both technical and financial matters, and we hope that this will continue as we move into a new era. Through the support of WHO and other partners, we continue to record great strides and improvements in the health front, particularly in our HIV and AIDS programs, TB and malaria control, which has seen us commencing over a million people, or starting over a million people, on life-saving antiretroviral treatment and attaining malaria pre-elimination levels in parts of our country. We continue to implement high-impact interventions to reduce our high levels of maternal and child morbidity and mortality. Through the support of funding partners, we have established a health development fund that seeks to raise $681 million between 2016 and 2020. This will be targeted towards reproductive, maternal, neonatal, and child health, and adolescent sexual and reproductive health and rights. It will also be targeted at medicines, commodities, and technologies, together with human resources and results-based financing. And also, we will be looking at HIV, pediatric HIV and AIDS, among others. This fund will go a long way towards our efforts to improve our MCH indicators. We remain committed to our strategy and principle, anchored on prevention for both communicable and non-communicable conditions. This has been pivotal in reducing our incidence of HIV to the current level of less than 1%. And we are aware that prevention is related to the universal health coverage and to primary health care approaches. We are pleased to also report on our successful application for funding for the period 2018 to 2020 from the Global Fund. Our TB and HIV grant application of $432 million was recently approved, as well as 51 million applications for malaria activities. This support will go a long way towards us meeting our national and global targets for the control of these conditions. Non-communicable diseases, Mr. President, continue to spiral, and we are very concerned that in our last stepwise survey conducted in 2005 showed alarming levels of new NCDs, and we feel the situation has become worse. We have therefore taken deliberate actions to focus on the control of these conditions, including mobilizing funding from our National AIDS Trust Fund, especially for cancer control and treatment. The AIDS Levy, which is our proud initiative, has been an important source of funding for our HIV and AIDS control program since its inception in 1992, and continues to complement the assistance we receive from various donors. We are proud that Zimbabwe will be hosting the 67th WHO Regional Conference in Victoria Falls, one of the wonders of the world and a World Heritage Site, at the end of August this year. Preparations are well on course, and we are confident that the meeting will be a great success. Let me at this point acknowledge and thank WHO and our fellow African states for reposing this trust in our country. We will not disappoint you. We further continue to play our role in our regional health organizations, including the SADC Health Ministers Meeting, the EXA, AU, WHO, among others. We've also strengthened cross-border initiatives with neighboring countries to fight common health conditions affecting people mainly living along our borders. Only 3 weeks ago, we held a very successful meeting with Malawi and Mozambique in a town called Tete. At this meeting, we were able to discuss issues of common interest and come up with a communique in strengthening our cross-border collaboration. We would like to thank the WHO regional and country offices for their technical and financial support, without which this meeting would not have been a success. Lastly, we thank our outgoing Director General of the WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, for her able stewardship of our organization during her tenure, and we wish her well in whatever new role she will assume. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Mr. President.